Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome again. Welcome again. You are with Dr. Harris, Black Lives Matter Show. We are here broadcasting out of Fresno, California. It's been a while since I've been on the air, and I decided that we needed to come back on the air. I think it's important that we talk about our issues this month. Just want to give a shout out to all of the freedom fighters. You know, sometimes we need a break from certain things. We need self-care. And that's one of the things that I'm learning how to do now is self-care. And so we just want to give a shout out to all of those of us out across the country who's on the front lines fighting for justice, freedom, and liberation for our people. Just a disclaimer here. I know some of you seen me. I know some say I was in the hospital or whatever, but I'm okay. Your brother okay. Just had a little setback with my ankle. Bought some shoes at Walmart, some boots rather, and I wore them all day. And that evening, I couldn't take the boots off. And so I had people, like two people, trying to pull these boots off my foot. And so anyway, after that, I guess my ankle swollen real bad. And so it's kind of hard for me to walk. But anyway, thank you for all the concerns of those of you who follow me on Facebook. But your brother's okay. I just need to get some rest. Again, self-care is something that's very important that we need to do for ourselves. So all of you who have contacted me on Facebook and have messaged me, we appreciate that. A lot of you know that I grind. I don't make no excuses. I'm unapologetic. But again, I get it. Time for some rest. Okay, I hear you. But y'all know that I do what I do. I do it because I love everybody. I do it because I want to see people have healthy lives. Y'all know that I'm a farmer. I farm, I grow food. And that's just, you know, that's just what I do. And so you're not going to find a committed brother like me nowhere in Fresno. You're not going to find nobody that will work hard as me in Fresno for our people. And so I wear many hats. I do many things. I have a lot of knowledge. But like I said, thank you, everyone. And I'll get back on Facebook and let everybody know I'm okay. Thank you for your love and concerns and et cetera. And so we're going to go ahead and move forward. Welcome to Dr. Harris, Black Lives Matter Show. We're back once again here on the show, Blog Talk Radio, Facebook Live across the world. I believe I have over 5,000 people who follow me on Facebook, as well as yours. You're my friend. Those on your Facebook follow me as well. And so this month is different. March. This is March. And this is Women's Month. Well, I'll say Women Month is every month, but traditionally this is Women's Month. A lot of our women across the world, across the country, is doing great things, positive things for our people, for our community. And a lot of names, you know, don't even get mentioned, you know, and I guess that's kind of what I do. I talk about the names that are folks that don't even get mentioned. You know, we have like Brother CJ over in, you know, New York, you know, that sister, she just doing her thing, doing her poetry, open mic night, you know, spreading that consciousness across. I mean, she's over in New York, you know. We got Nancy, you know, that's on right now, Crawford, you know, she works with children. You know, she, you know, teach children, you know, that's important, you know. Working in a hospital, you know, we got Trina, she works in hospitals, you know, feeding people, you know, which is needed, you know. I mean, it's like, you know, you don't, we always hear about these big names, you know, Dr. King and, you know, all due respect to him. But there's, you know, we hear about the Rosa Parks, we hear about the Coretta Kings, we hear about, you know, the Fannie Lou Hamers, and that's all good. You know, but I think that, you know, sometimes we just need to stop and appreciate, you know, those folks who they don't get all that, you know, highlight, you know, type conversation that goes on. Sorry about that. And so what I'm saying is, you know, we have folks like, you know, Dr. Gene Kennedy, you know, someone who who's a professor, you know, here in the community. She raised her children, you know. She goes back and forth to Atlanta. She was an organization for the colleges. And, you know, all of these women, you know, play a big, major part in my life somewhere. You know, if it's just encouragement, if it's just, you know, hello, how you doing? See, and that's the thing with me. I don't get a lot of encouragement, right? I mean, because people look at me as being strong and big. You know, you may see me lift weights and all that. But, you know, I'm human, too. You know, I get tired. I get exhausted. You know, and it's okay to call someone and say, hey, how you doing? I'm just thinking about you, you know. Those are the type of things that I feel that makes the world go around, you know. Just taking out some time. Just to tell someone, hey, you know, I appreciate you. You know, I haven't talked to you in a while, but just thinking about you. You never know. Someone may be having a bad day or something, you know. And by you doing that, you might lift up their spirits, you know, because we all are grinding. We all doing what we got to do. We all got to survive. We're all making our money the best way we can, positive. And, you know, we get tired, you know. And so I think, you know, we have to stop and do self-care at different points of times of our life, because you have one life to live, and after this, you go on the ground. It's over for you. So, you know, moving down the line, you know, Dr. Kennedy, she works at, you know, Fresno Pacific University. You know, she dissects systems. She's my partner in crime. And, you know, we go way back. We've taken on a lot of different movements, different issues in the community. And that's huge, you know. I win more than I lose, so I don't deal with issues losing, you know. So we got to, you know, stand up for the people. And so, you know, she goes in and, you know, she look at different behaviors with people and organizations and stuff like that. And that's much needed, you know. We got folk like Eileen Reed, who is the chairman of the Fresno Freedom School. Love this sister. She just always keep me on point. She lost her mom about a month ago. And I know she's still grieving, you know. You just don't lose your mom and everything is just fine and grandy, right? You know, you lose your mom, you know, you're going through that grieving spell. And sometimes it takes people more time to grieve than others. And sometimes people never, you know, stop grieving, you know. So we have to respect that, give them their space, and et cetera. So Eileen Reed is another pioneer of West Fresno. She was the president of the West Fresno Democratic Club at one point in time. She worked on my campaign when I ran for mayor 2 years ago. And what I like about Aline, what I love about Aline is that Aline keeps it 100. You know, she keeps it real. You know, and we need that. You know, we need someone just to call it right down the middle. And she does it with love. You know, there's times when I need to be corrected. You know, and she did it in love. You know, and I have to say, you know, thank you, sister, for reminding me of this, reminding me of that. Because, you know, I do so much. I forget stuff. I'm like, I'm just grinding like this, boom, boom, boom. You know, cause that's just who I am. But, you know, she's someone that has never, ever sold out West Fresno. Never sold out our community. You know, she's always go to bat for our children, our community. And we just thank God for that sister, you know. You know, she had an issue with in her mom's front yard at one time, and the city was giving her a run around. She called me, and we went in, and we did what we had to do. You know, I wasn't concerned about who got the credit. You know, all these politicians who came over that day, you know, on TV. And you know what the killing part was for me? I think Mayor Brandon was there and his staff and this guy named Miguel Aries, he showed up. Council member for District 3. And do you know that they didn't even say thank you to me? And they said, you know, thank you, Reverend Harris, for bringing this to our attention. They said nothing. All they were there were was to get credit. So one of the things that I've learned in Mississippi Fresno is that do things because it's the right thing to do. Don't do things because you want to be on TV. Don't do things because you want to be in a newspaper. Do it because it's the right thing to do. You know, there's a lot of things I've done in West Fresno that a lot of people don't know. There's a lot of things I've done in West Fresno for our people. People know. But when a black woman comes to you with a problem, then the black man has to stand up and solve it, period, point blank. And if the black man can't solve it, then there's a big problem, because there's not a problem that goes in the world that we cannot solve, okay? Because we are the original people. We're the mothers and fathers of everyone. The killing part is more people know that than black people, that we're mothers and fathers of everybody. But anyway, Aline is a true soldier, patriot. Fighter, freedom fighter. Matter of fact, you know, we rode to Oakland one time, and she showed me, you know, she grew up with the Black Panther Party, and she showed me where she stayed as a little girl. We drove by the house, and she showed me the house where she stayed as a girl. And, you know, I just wish that our young women would get at the feet of someone like Aline Reed, thing that they can. Okay? You know, because it's important that our young ladies understand that there are elders, because once someone like Aline Reed, when God calls her home, if we have not gotten the information that was in her brain, in her head, now listen real good, and transition that knowledge that Aline, I'm not just talking about Aline, all the women who I've mentioned tonight, and to our young people's head, then what was the really of the purpose of having an elder and a young person if we're not going to transition the knowledge and power that our elders have into our young people? That's why God put them there, is to transition that knowledge and power to our young ladies. Okay? You hear me? In my life, you know, and we just want to thank that sister for all that she has done for what's for us. I want to talk about my auntie, Dorothy. Now, Dorothy is Sean Harris' mother, who is on the line right now on the show. Auntie Dorothy just had a birthday. I don't know if it was this past week or the week before or past 3 weeks, I'm not sure, but I know she just had a birthday because I've seen it on Facebook as happy birthday. She's another one, another black woman who may not have the highest name recognition like a Rosa Parks or Coretta King, but you know what? My Auntie Dorothy, had not been for her, I would be the man who I am today. Atlanta, Georgia. But my point is that when we were kids, she watched over us. When we were kids, she took care of us. When we were kids here in Fresno, me and my cousin Sean, she always told us not what we wanted to hear, but she told us what was the truth. And that's how we're able to teach our children today. Because of the role models of someone like my Auntie Dorothy. And, you know, enough credit for what they have contributed to this country, contribute to our families. And I know my Auntie Dorothy is not a person that, you know, gobbling down recognition. But you know what? We need to give her roses while she's here. Need to give her roses because she helped raise a group of us. Right? Vivian. Estelle. Estelle is Dorothy's sister, which is Sean's auntie. She's another person that you may never, ever hear about. But she has contributed so much to Fresno, so much to her nieces and nephews and grandchildren. Estelle Daly was like, she worked for Head Start, I believe, for like, and don't quote me on this, I think for over like 40 years. She contributes so much to Fresno, to the Head Start children, that there's probably children, when she first started, is probably 45, 50 years old, and she probably don't even remember them. But because she was a director of Head Start, she helped change the lives of a lot of children in this community. And EOC named one of the centers after Estelle Daly, right there off of Maroa and Barstow. They named a school after our auntie, okay? So we thank our auntie Estelle Daly for all that she has done. And she's a business owner, too. She's a business owner. Another person I want to talk about tonight, She's gonna be shocked if she ever watched the show. She's gonna be shocked. And I brought her name up. It's Kamisha. Kamisha is my daughter's mother. I've seen this sister when our daughter was young, a little baby. She had a dream. She had a dream that she wanted to open up adult facilities for disabled people. I remember because she was in high school, and she held on to this dream. That's why dreams are so important, that if you have a dream, you don't let your dream go for nobody. Nobody. I don't care who it is, mama, daddy, grandpa. If you have a dream, you go for it. There's our cousin, Julia, cousin. For 20 years, she held on to that dream. 20 years plus. And I remember she was writing proposals. She was asking people to help her. People wouldn't help her. They'd turn her nose up to her. But she held on to that dream. And because she held on to that dream, the sister's a business owner right now. You hear me? She's a legit businesswoman that got a residential home. And there were so many people that turned their back on her. But she never gave up. That's what I'm telling you. Don't give up. Now she has a home. She's buying another home and another home to get her businesses going. I'm proud of her. You know? Another woman who don't get the name recognition. All we can say is thank you, because she's a business owner. She's employed people in the community. She's helping my daughter out, get her own business, her own facility. My grandkids are watching. It's all to the good. All right. I'm going to bring up another name. Julie Jennings. Yeah, cousin. Our cousin Julie. Another diehard. Went to school. Again, she helped raise me. Okay? This is what this is about. This is about us helping one another. See, we have gotten away from the village. Remember that old saying, it takes a village to raise a child? We got to bring the village back, man. We got to bring the village back. My cousin, worked for Caltrans, her career, transportation, helping our community, She paid her dues. And when you pay your dues, you look for retirement. Nobody's not going to work all their life. You work so that one day you can stop and enjoy life. And that's what my cousin Julie did. She worked public service for us in this community for many, many years. And now she get a chance to enjoy the fruit of her labor. And we thank her, for what she contribute to our community. I'm just talking about names today that you're not going to hear about every day. Okay? That's all I'm doing. Okay? I'm not forgetting about Rosa Parks and Coretta King and Fannie Lou Hamer and all of them, because they did what they did. But I'm talking about everyday people right now who is helping to keep this ball rolling, you know. So we thank our cousin for what she's done to contribute in Fresno, because she's a linkage to her parents. We're all linked to someone else, okay? Just because you see me, I'm linked to someone else. I'm linked to my mama, my father, my grandma, you know, and it just keeps going. That's why it's important for us to keep our family name clean and strong, okay? You're listening to Dr. Harris, Black Lives Matter show. If you want to call in to 319-527-6060, 319-527, well, that's the wrong number, 516-453-9086, 516-453-9086. And, you know, cousin had children. Her children and had children and makes her have grandchildren. Lord help her see that her great-great-grandchildren have children, you know, and it just keeps going, you know. My Auntie Dorothy, same thing. Dr. Kennedy, you know, it just keeps going. You know, another name we're going to talk about tonight is Crystal Joyce. Crystal Joyce is the founder of My Testimony. We're talking about people who don't even get recognized in the community. Now, this radio show is going worldwide. Okay, I got over 5,000 followers. Okay, and then whoever followed me got people following them, so they're able to see me too. So we're dealing with a whole continent, a nation, right? Crystal Joyce, another person. She's done great work. My Testimony. She's the founder of My Testimony. He said, what is a My Testimony? My Testimony is an organization that brings women together to sit down, talk, pray every Friday from 9 to 10. People who are broken come and they pray. They pray all the time to empower each other. Okay? That's what this is about. To empower one another. Okay? We don't empower each other enough. We do not empower each other enough. We need to do more of that, and I think we'll have a better nation. So, Crystal is one of my associate pastors at my church. And what I like about Minister Crystal, she keeps it real and she keeps it 100. I would say if you don't want to hear the truth, then you don't need to be around me, because you're going to give you the truth. Okay? She pray for people. She give out food. She takes her own money and make big old pots of soups and stuff. We go out and we feed the homeless. We go out and pray with the homeless. We give clothes to her. This is what she do with My Testimony. That's very, very important. You're not going to see her name on TV. You're not going to see none of the women that I mentioned tonight. You're not going to see their name headed into Fresno B or, you know, Hot Story, Channel 47. These are everyday people who are just trying to make a difference in life. And I appreciate them. I really do. Because without them, it wouldn't be no me. Okay? So it's important that we show appreciation to the women this month. This is Women's Month, March. Another thing I want to talk about is and she's not a black sister. It's Deborah Saxton, Dr. Saxton. She's a white sister. But it doesn't matter. You know why? Because she is helping to change society for positive. She's one of my board members. Very positive sister. Very positive. A lot of not. She's an anthropologist. She works at Fresno State. She has taken the Freedom School kids up under her wing and taught them how to make watermelon jelly, how to make a tomato pie, how to make just so many things this sister has done. This is Women's Month. And I want to highlight women. I mean, is that against the law? I want to highlight the positive thing that they're doing. We'll be in hell of a shape right now if there wasn't a women on Earth. We really would. But Dr. Saxton, she has helped us so much. I mean, I you know, as the founder of the Freedom School, I can't even repay her for what all that she has done. You know, just for her to be in my presence is just a positive thing, you know. And those are the type of people that we want around us. You know, to keep our engines going, to keep our engines oiled, you know. This is Women's Month, March 7, 2022. This goes down in history that we talked about these women today. Because they all have contribute something to society, man. Do you know how important that is? There's so many people just talk and talk and talk, talk. And when they talk, they're not even saying anything. But these women that I mentioned tonight, man, they movers and shakers, man, in their own way. And I just want to, you know, thank all of them for what they have done. And, you know, maybe my little recognition don't even mean nothing to nobody. I don't know. But it means something to me. And that's all that's important tonight. And there's more women that we're going to talk about tomorrow night because it's important. It's important. And so for all the women I mentioned tonight, I want to say congratulations. Thank you for all that you have done, all that you have contributed. Thank you for your support for your little brother here. I felt your prayers. Because y'all know I do some heavy hitting. I go up against some powerful people, man. I'm talking about mayors, chief of police, governors, senators, congresspeople. And the only reason I can stand strong is because I know y'all standing there with me. It's I just want to say thank you again. I don't know how long I'm going to be on this earth. I know a lot of you don't like me talking like that, but it's just the truth. But while I'm here, I'm going to do all that I can for my grandchildren. I'm going to build a legacy for them that they can say, that was my grandpa. That was my dad. And the last person I want to talk about tonight is my daughter. She's another one that don't do things for recognition, but she's a woman. My daughter this year, I want to say for the past 3 years or 3 years and a half or four, was a caretaker for her great-great-grandma. My daughter, Chanel, put her life on hold to preserve another life. And that was her grandma. To extend the life of her grandma, great-great-grandma. She bathed her. She fed her. She loved her. She even made a quilt for her. The day that they had the funeral, there was a quilt that was on the casket. And then my daughter made it for her grandma. And I told my daughter, I said, you know, baby, you're my hero. Because you did something that most people would not ever do. Most people just throw their grandparents in the rest home. I said, but you didn't do that. You loved her. And I know her grandma's looking down from heaven now saying, thank you, granddaughter, for preserving my life that I could see another day. And as we all know, that we all going to cross that bridge one day, some sooner and some later. We don't know. I might cross it before you do. You may cross it before I do. Only God knows who's going to cross that bridge when it's time to cross to go over to glory. And so my daughter did all this in front of my grandchildren. My grandchildren was there in the house seeing the great-great-great-great-grandma and watching what their mom was doing. Because what happened was, what my daughter was doing is what I did for my grandma. You see how it trickles down? And so my daughter did the most remarkable thing, was taking care of her grandma. First class. Fed her, cleaned her, bathed her, didn't complain not one time for over 3 years. She took care of her great-great-grandma until God called her home. And what was so beautiful, beautiful about it, I was driving down Herndon and something said, you need to go by and see your daughter. Her grandmother just expired like maybe 10 minutes before I got there. And I prayed over their grandma. Over her mother. Just to see the generations that were there in the room. Sending their grandma off with all kind of love and power. Joy. Take care of your family. Do not put your family in a rest home. I know there's different circumstances and things like that, but much as you can, don't put your family in no rest home. They're not going to get, you know, the love and stuff that they would get at home. And I'm not putting those down who work in a rest home. I'm not doing that either. I'm just saying we, as African people, we have an obligation to take care of them at home. Okay? So anyway, I just want to salute all of our women. I'm going to be talking about a lot more of y'all tomorrow. This is your month. And we just want to show our appreciation to you, all that you do. Your brother's okay. I'm going to get a chance to go on Facebook and thank all of y'all for checking on your little brother. I'm okay. I got to get rest. Because y'all know I grind all the time. I'm apologetic and I don't make no excuses, even when I'm tired. My church members are saying get some rest. You saying get some rest. So I'm going to get some rest. All right? I'm going to get some rest. Okay? So, say hope kept to all of y'all. Love you guys. This is Women's Month. I'm going to try to see if I could get maybe a couple of women on the show before the month is over with Dr. Has Black Lives Matter show. Everybody know I'm a freedom fighter, revolutionary. No justice, no peace. Power to the people whose streets are streets. Say it loud, say it proud, black and I'm proud. What's her name? All right, women. Y'all stay up. Hold it down. Uh-oh.